The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's General Milley. Welcome to my radio show.
What is this, Al?
This is lanternfly music. This is the theme from Mothra. The distant cousin of the lanternfly.
But that's Japanese, man.
That's correct. I said the lanternfly is a distant cousin of Mothra.
It's Chinese. That's so
yeah,
racist.
I know. It's
racist.
Again,
you're
right.
Being racist now.
No,
oh my
I'm not being racist. No.
Cultural misappropriation.
Yeah, that's right. Wait a minute. Because Mothra was Japanese, right?
Yes.
Mothra,
yes.
That's correct.
And the lanternfly is Chinese. But see, with the Chinese, how they always kind of take everybody's idea and they make a lot of money off it, there'll probably be a film called... Mothra the Lanternfly.
Mothra, no, the early years.
No, it'll be a Pixar film about a lanternfly just trying to survive in America.
And then America is racist
because we're killing them.
That's exactly
That'll be the theme of the movie. There you go.
It's so true, man. And starring General Milley.
Look actually, at me. I'm so beautiful, and they're stepping on me.
A shout out to Cara Fossaro. She does the graphics here at the station. She's so great, and she has General Milley dancing around like thoroughly modern Milley. You got to see it. We posted it out. I don't want to be disrespectful. We thank the general for his service. But what was that? Calling China like that? Holy moly. I mean, in the middle of it all. If it's true, we don't know.
He was calling for an order for Chinese food, and he just got the wrong number.
That's not racist at all. I'd like some ribs, please. Thank you. You know what? The fact that he thought Donald Trump was unhinged. I mean, did anybody look at Nancy Pelosi? in my opinion, drunk at the podium. No one thought about that. He's working with Pelosi. Somebody's going to just tear all this back. But yeah, I have to tell you this on a serious note. They're trying to take the country down. All of these things that you see, they're trying to take the country away. But we are young. We're young. And China thinks they could come in. The communists think they could come in and take everything away. The Islamic fundamentalists, you know, and that's another thing. That's another thing. I gotta tell you, because I see sometimes I wake up and I get all these this vision of everything that's so logical. It's like all of a sudden ISIS-K appears. It's like a serial, you know, ISIS-K. Don't forget, what is the ISIS-K? They put the K on. Then it's ISIS-K. Now ISIS comes out. As soon as Joe Biden's in, the terrorists come back. Can someone examine that and look at it and see it? If we don't talk about it, or folks on other patriotic outlets don't talk about it, it will not get out there. It won't get out there. The mainstream media will not have reported. All of a sudden, Biden is in, and all of a sudden, we hand off Afghanistan. We give the terrorists a country. Do you hear what I'm saying? As we acknowledge September 11th. We talked about it at dinner last night. Everybody felt the same way. And especially if you're in probably the Pentagon out in Shanksville in Pennsylvania and certainly in New York. We were exhausted. We were just exhausted with hurt, knowing those lives lost, generations lost. I don't forget that for a moment. During September 11th, what happened to this country. And we're supposed to just like let it go, I guess. Just let it go. We feel it. We know it. We have heart. In Washington, they don't care. They could care less about it. Biden hands off a country to terrorists, to the Taliban, to terrorists. ISIS-K is now sneaking in. What's going on? And no one acknowledges it. He should be arrested. He should be arrested for crimes against humanity. And he should be, in my opinion, the president, the guy that calls him president, should be arrested for what he's doing at the border. What happened there? Why? How in the name of God does in the mainstream media every single story should be this? It should be he's whispering to us in some creepy tone to get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. But if you're illegal and you're from the southern, from a country in South America, Central America, come on in. We're going to put you around the country. You do not have to be vaccinated, nor do you have to be vaccinated if you're coming in from Afghanistan, the country that Biden just gave terrorists. Explain that to me, please. Yeah, and it was such a military misstep, what happened with Bagram Airfield, that they would close it. What's going to happen? The Republicans have been good going after the Secretary of State, Blinken. But Blinken is a staffer. He's just a staffer. He's a minion in these people that just want power and control. He's Susan Rice. He's Ron Klain. He's this whole insidious administration that they have. It's all for their own power control. They are so obsessed with this woke culture that they're destroying this country. And you and I, they will tell us, how did you vote for Donald Trump? Because this exactly what's happening now. And I say it objectively, and I don't say it really pro-Trump, wow, this is great. I don't say it like that at all. I just go, you show me who else we were supposed to vote for, because we knew exactly what would happen. Now you've got this guy, Milley. What the hell? I thought he was so tough-looking, and then he walked across. By the way, when President Trump walked and he held the Bible, after they burned a church. They set a church on fire. There were riots. And people are siding with the rioters who burned the church. The president went to the church and said, look, this is Christianity. The number one problem around the world is the persecution of Christians. You hear about Glenn Beck going in to Afghanistan saving Christians because they behead them. They behead them. And our friend, Father Paul Bielecki, you know, Hamas is just, they will just kill. He got caught in a bomb blast from Hamas in Lebanon. Why? Because he's Christian. Because he was bringing medical service to Christians. They're killing Christians. So President Trump goes, well, you know what? That looks like it's starting in America now. And I'm going to go stand in front of the church, and I'm going to just stick up for that. And they go, oh, they tear gassed there were rioters who burned the church down. And Milley walked across with the president. The next day he apologizes. Wimp, wimp, and wimp. If you don't walk initially, Mr. President, sorry, I got to disagree with you, sir. Due respect, Mr. President, can't do it. You can fire me. I'll step aside. I'll resign, sir. No, he walks, and then he makes it public that he apologizes. Wimp. And for me to say, you know how much I love the military and how awe I am of the military and how much I appreciate Milley's service to the country. But now, everything gets the insurrection, quote unquote insurrection, happens. Some guys in horns go out and they take podiums from the Capitol, and oh my God, the country is ending. You know, I mean, and now the Milley calls China in the middle of it. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff calls China in the middle of his counterpart, and he has no operational command abilities. He's an advisor to the president. This is so weird. But the problem is what we need, this. We need, I got one of those, you better stay with me, because this is one of the mornings I have the vision. Like Alan, I say, our intellect quotient goes away back about 8 o'clock or so. So we're fired
Mine's
up right now.
Mine's already gone.
Did you lose yours already?
Yeah. Well, my fatty liver is affecting it, apparently.
That's what they told you, you know.
That's what they told me.
But if we could just join together, and if Lester Holt and David Muir and everybody on CNN, if we just got together and just, everybody knows what the problems are. And you see it coming out of the White House. It's an embarrassment, okay? It really is. And they went after Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Look at the policies of Donald Trump. So let's say, as an analogy, let's look at President Biden, this guy, President Biden, right? And we can see now he's feeble, he fumbles, he can't find words. Look, it's going to happen to all of us. I'm not saying it in a malicious tone. It happens to all of us. But where's his policies? What are the policies? Look at the Trump policies. Look at the America First agenda. Look at the agenda. And trust me, in history books, they will, this Trumpism that they attack now, they will talk about Trumpism being so good for America, and it will show America's greatest days. Trust me on that. They can say, hey, yeah, well, the guy was nuts, and it'll just be colorful. That's the way it's going to be. So all you people that hate, everybody who hates Donald Trump and everything, he's going to end up being a hero because they're going to look at the policies. Then they're going to show, and they're going to look in the history books at this guy Biden, and that people are going to say what you and I are saying now, how did this guy possibly get elected? Then they will layer that back, and they'll see exactly what happened. I'll tell you, in due time, all the truth, I think, will come out. In the meantime, it would be nice if the press, if the mainstream media, because they have such influence still, it's dying by 10% every year. I told you that. Every, less and less people are watching the mainstream media, and they're going to be irrelevant. Twitter's going to be irrelevant in about 10 years, you know. But that's enough to do enough damage, and you could lose the country in that time. It'd be great if we all joined together, and we stuck up for America. It'd be great. Like we, you know, on 9/11, we joined together. But we joined together. You and I joined together. We feel it. I walk 9/11. I see the police there. I see the first responders. I say thank you. I think of the FDNY. I think of the 343 firefighters who died, who rushed into a burning building. I think of the bodies jumped, people who are jumping out on fire because some ideological wacko, some criminals, world criminals, steal planes and drive them into buildings. And in the middle of all of that hurt and anger and frustration, you got a guy in the White House who hands off a country to terrorists in the middle of September 11th. He gives a country to terrorists. Taliban. Oh, ISIS is back. Show me some guts. Lester Holt, somebody at CBS, in the name of Eric Severide, in the name of Lowell Thomas at NBC, somebody, the history of these great reporters, can somebody in the mainstream media show some guts and do an investigation? Holy mo, what are you doing? You're letting this country be torn down, and you're the first to go. You're the first to go. When the people that want to take over this country take over this country, the media is the first to go. And the rest will be in jail. All those protesters burning down cities as we speak, they'll all be in jail. Oh, just fired up. And it's so obvious. And we all need to join together on this. But you're going to need that mainstream media. And I'm looking at NBC. Anything that's not anti-Trump, they'll say. Because you know why? They got nothing. They've got the worst president in history. That's on your back, MSNBC. CNN. You should be embarrassed. And you should call it out. You should call it out. And they started to call it out saying how bad the Afghanistan situation was when Bob Menendez, a diehard liberal Democrat in the Senate, Senator Menendez, starts going after Joe Biden. They see it. They're making the move now to get him out for 2024. But they think, let me tell you what they think. And they, those people who don't like America and just do things for their own power and control, they're looking to put somebody in the office now. Somebody we probably don't know who it is. Somebody who's going to be a little bit of a marginal Democrat. That's what they're going to try to do. Biden's out. Kamala Harris is out. Pelosi's days are numbered, in my opinion, because they see how bad they are for the country. And they just care about opinion. And they see a lot of us are just so frustrated with it. Meantime, we got to stay on our game. Who do we put in? We got to take the House back. We, not Republican, we the people. The Patriots got to take the House back, and then you got to take the White House back in 2024. And in the name of God, stay fired up. You got to stay fired up because don't forget, when Donald Trump came in, they criticized him all upside down and backwards. You know that. He takes over the White House. They take over the House. They take over the Senate. And what do? Boom, nothing. Repeal and replace Obamacare. And what are you going to replace it with? They had nothing. The Republicans failed miserably when they were in complete power. Oh gosh, but boy, those Democrats—they know how, to take over, right? And that they know what I mean. And by the way, it's not the Democrats. By the way, I rather like the Democrats. Have no animus toward the Democrats. It's the regressive socialists that are trying to destroy the country. There's a whole thing. I'm just so fed up this morning. I could see it clear as day. Some mornings you wake up, you see it clear as day. AOC with the tax the rich dress on. Give me a break. And now I know she's being called because she's being called out. She may have broken some laws. Oh, what? What's the law she broke, Joe? She's AOC. Isn't that great? That was iconic what she did. Well, because the ticket was like $30,000. How much was the dress? $200,000? And she's parading it around? Why is she still there? Why is Ilhan Omar still there? Why aren't these people arrested or censured at least? It's you know, you and I got to stay on our game. I'm not going down. I'm going to keep at it. Yeah, and I know you will be the same. By the way, you don't want to miss Gordon Chang. Gordon's coming up because we're fired up this morning, and we're going to talk about Gordon Chang and General Milley, thoroughly modern Milley, calling China. And Gordon's got all the answers, and you know he does. And Debbie Duhame's got all the traffic for you that you need on a morning like this, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie Duhame.
Hi, thoroughly modern Milley. I love that. This is just, so you can't even believe this is happening, right? It's just right. Unbelievable.
You do. It's exactly right. And look, it's surreal. That's why you have to break it down. We always like to laugh, but boy, oh boy. Did you see the graphic that Kara made? With?
Yes.
I don't want to be disrespectful to the general, but really, he kind of deserves it. It's hysterical.
Yeah, I think
and you
so,
gotta
yes.
laugh. You got to laugh, Dad.
Yeah, you do. So we don't cry.
That's it. Oh, my God.
Well, you may cry, Joe, if you're on the Deegan, because you've been stuck for quite a while. The Deegan northbound still closed, Joe, at 138th. It's all due to a tractor-trailer accident. It's an overturned tractor-trailer that was carrying garbage, and it's a big debris spill there. So really messy here on the Deegan northbound at 138th. Southbound heavy with rubbernecking. It's busy this morning as you take a ride to the Bruckner westbound, getting down toward that merge with the Deegan because of the problems on the Deegan. We're also seeing delays this morning on the Harlem River Drive southbound down through the 140s. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended for Yom Kippur. Metered parking rules in effect. Seaford Oyster Bay northbound right at the Northern State. It's an unauthorized truck over there. Traffic slowing down on 80 East Maddox at 12. It's an accident investigation getting out toward Alamuchi, so watch for some delays there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Odds are you're hiring to free up time, not lose more. With Indeed, you get the platform that delivers 4 times more hires than all other sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Post a job and say you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Mike Gallagher sees Americans making a statement.
Americans, they're making a decision. Here's the declaration. We're going to live our life. We're going to take our chances. We're going to make decisions about our own personal safety and our health and our well-being, but we're going to live our life. And that's a fascinating thing to watch because the pendulum is swinging. More and more Americans are doing this.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Cisco Systems is predicting the high cost of chips will continue to have an impact on its profits for some time. Cisco also says within 4 years, about half its business will be from software. Though it's predicting 5-7% growth over the next 4 years, a more upbeat forecast than expected. Cisco is the biggest maker of computer networking gear for data centers. Investment firm Lexington Partners could be sold. It's hired Goldman Sachs to advise it on a potential sale. KKR has been mentioned as a possible buyer. Shares of On Holding, the shoe company backed by tennis star Roger Federer, are higher again this morning. The stock jumped more than 47% in its debut on the New York Stock Exchange. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use that promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code JOEP. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Gordon Chang is a Jersey guy. He's coming up momentarily. I want to tell you about another great thing happening in the great state of New Jersey. It's called Broadway House for Continuing Care. And Mr. James Gonzalez is the boss. We call him Jimmy Blue Eyes. He's got the color eyes just like Mr. Sinatra. Really, so glad we nickname him Jimmy Blue Eyes. But I tell you what they do. They take folks who can't get into hospitals, who are recovering from acute illnesses or injuries, living with HIV, living with AIDS. You forget a lot of folks who are forgotten by society. Boom, Broadway House steps up in Newark, New Jersey. Broadway House for Continuing Care. And now they're doing a golf outing. So we want you to support the golf outing because you will in turn support Broadway House. You can go to BroadwayHouse.org and check out the 2021 Charity Golf Classic for Broadway House for Continuing Care. It's on Sunday, September 26th at Top Golf in Edison. And this is great Top Golf, you know. You can get an evening of golf in, instruction from a coach, great food. Plus, more importantly, you'll help fund life-changing medical care and extensive social services to restore the health and lives of our residents. Broadway House treats some of the most vulnerable members of our society. Really, they are just doing some spectacular things at Broadway House. Would you be so kind to please register today at BroadwayHouse.org. That's BroadwayHouse.org.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Gordon Chang is the man. He is the man. Speaks the truth. He's speaking the truth from day one. And we're very, very privileged to have Gordon on the show. Gordon, welcome back to the show, my friend. Great to have you with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much, Joe.
Well, you're always ahead of the curve, Gordon. You really are. You always know what's happening before anybody else. And you don't say it with a meanness. You don't say with a tone that is derogatory. You just speak the truth objectively and in measured tones, and we love that about you, Gordon Chang. So this Millie phone call, I mean, I don't know why I'm laughing, but it's so out there. This guy made the phone call to his Chinese counterpart because I guess it was during the quote-unquote insurrection at the Capitol. What is the inside line on all of this, Gordon? Do you have any word for us this morning, sir?
Yeah, I'm stunned because obviously Milley, he's in the chain of command. This is, at the very least, insubordination, could very well be treason. There are so many issues here. One of them was that if there was intelligence that the Chinese felt that we were going to attack them, he had an obligation to share that with the President of the United States, and he didn't do that. But, Joe, more important, I don't believe the Chinese felt that Trump was going to attack them. There are no objective indications of that. There were no unusual troop movements. There was no civil preparations for this. There was nothing in the propaganda that showed that the Chinese felt that we were going to attack. So I believe that Milley made up an excuse because he wanted to talk to China. And that he should be relieved of command. He should be court-martialed. Maybe he should even be tried for treason.
It was, and they'll have the tapes of this, the audio of this, rather, Gordon, correct? You know they'll have the audio, because, my goodness gracious, the president was monitored constantly, President Trump was. And so they must have audio of this, yes?
They probably do, but we know that they have a transcript. And we also know there were about 11, 12 other people in the room when these two phone calls were made. So there is a record of what was said.
Do we know anything about General Li Zuocheng, Milley's counterpart in China, Gordon?
I'm sure he must be dumbfounded by getting the call from General Milley, because this is just so unusual. And the other thing is that, you know, the Chinese already believe that the U.S. is in disarray, and this just confirmed it for them. And this means they're going to be even more bold and aggressive, which means that General Milley undermined peace and security in the region, as well as the security of the United States.
Gordon, what's, you know, we've known each other for a while now. What is going on with the White House? And I keep using the word compromise. And you and I have chatted about that. And maybe does the Hunter Biden did something that was so egregious. There is money that will lead to, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And I'm just putting that out there. How can one administration make so many bad moves in regards to China? I mean, look what's happened. I mean, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon Chang, the Chinese will take over Bagram Airfield. You know, it's 400 miles from China. They will take that over. They're going to move into Afghanistan now. They're moving in around the rest of the world. And we're sitting there like a deer in headlights. It's almost like, and I'm not saying that he does this, but people will say to me, Gordon Chang, Joe Piscopo, what is Biden doing? It's like he's trying to hurt the country and hand the country off to China on purpose. I mean, yeah. Everybody must see this, Gordon, right?
Yeah, and this just to me is astounding with what we have seen recently. You know, even when Biden does something good, and he did something good yesterday by announcing the security pact with the UK and with Australia, he then turns around and in his public comments says, no, this is not directed against China. He doesn't mention China in his talk with his two counterparts. Well, of course it's about China. I mean, we're not worried about Nauru invading us. We're worried about China, China, China. And I think the president of the United States has an obligation to say that.
And what happens with Hong Kong? What happens with Thailand? What happens to if China moves in? And they're there already, like you said. But if they move in, we have no guts. We don't have any international platform because we've just totally disrespected and we've really totally turned every other country against us because of Afghanistan. I mean, this is a real danger for who's got China's got a lot of these countries in their sights, Gordon Chang, that want to take over there. And they'll just move in. They'll unchallenged, apparently, under this administration.
Yeah, you put your finger on something very important. You know, it's our allies are disheartened. And the most important one, perhaps, is India, because India could very well be the country that is most directly affected by the debacle in Afghanistan. India was under Presidents Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump. India was moving very close to the United States. Now it's moving away because of Afghanistan, and our friends in New Delhi have been delegitimized by what occurred in Kabul, and they're moving closer to Russia, which is a China friend. This is a really bad long-term mistake because we need India. This is just, you know, it is, I think historians will look back and say that the India partnership fell apart after the fall of Afghanistan.
Yeah, I think you're right. And how's China doing building up those islands in the South China Seas? They still must be stronger than ever. I don't hear anything about that nowadays. At least during the Trump administration, we were aware of it. It was reported on. Now, apparently, they could just blindly build up their military, Gordon Chang?
Yeah, well, and that's exactly what they're doing. You know, you talked earlier about Hong Kong. It's really important that we challenge China over Hong Kong. And the reason is, well, look, if they feel secure in Hong Kong, they're going to go after Taiwan. They'll go after us. They'll go after our friends. Yeah. And the Biden administration has just turned its back on the city.
Yeah, it's so true. Gordon, before I let you go, on the virus, boy, we just can't get a handle on that. They do this investigation, quote unquote, down at the White House, looking into the virus that originated, as you first told us, rightly so, at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And all evidence proves that's exactly what happened. Did we fund it? Apparently we did fund it. It's going away. The story's going away. You keep telling us, and I have to ask you to repeat this over and over again, because we're still in the middle of the pandemic. We still have the virus all over the place, that we don't have an administration that is trying to find out where it came from, which tells us, Gordon, that it can happen again with a virus that's worse. Help us out here. I mean, this is a true, clear, and present danger, Gordon Chang, correct?
Correct. And we still have Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases funding Chinese military-linked institutions in China. You know, it's like they didn't learn. And you're absolutely right. The next disease from China could be what they call a, quote, specific ethnic genetic attack, which leaves the Chinese immune and sickens and kills everybody else. That's civilization killer, Joe. And the Biden administration doesn't seem to particularly care about this. Matter of fact, they're still funding the Chinese biological weapons effort.
You know, Gordon, you got to keep talking, man. We love you and we appreciate it very much. And you're always speaking the truth. And we see it clear as day. And it's frustrating. And it must be frustrating, just on a personal note before we let you go, Gordon. It's frustrating, I guess, sometimes when you say and you see exactly what's happening, clear as day, with proof and with evidence, yet the mainstream media just plain doesn't touch it. That's got to be frustrating for you a little bit.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it's certainly the reason why I've got a lot of gray hair these days. So, yes, it is frustrating.
Gordon, we love you, man. Best to Lydia. We'll see you soon, my friend, and thanks for always taking the time for us, Gordon Chang.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Gordon Chang right there. He's, in my opinion, the ultimate expert on everything North Korea regarding China, speaks the truth. And you know, again, as an aside, before we break, and I know we're a little late here, but, you know, the previous administration would reach out to Gordon and his wife, and they were invited to the Oval Office just to chat with the powers that be. And because they know what was going on, nothing like that happens now. And it's frustrating, and you know what? It's a little scary. That's why we insist on speaking the truth here with Mr. Chang on the radio. Joe on the radio, John McLaughlin, is going to tell you about poll numbers with the president and with President Trump and who's going in 2024. 7:36 on the radio. Al's standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Advocates are firing back at Mayor de Blasio's Rikers Island Emergency Relief Plan. New Yorkers United for Justice Executive Director Alexander Horowitz says the mayor's plan relies on the Less is More Act, which is parole reform recently passed by the state legislature. It's expected to take effect in 6 months or so, but Horowitz says the issue on Rikers is an immediate humanitarian crisis. He's accusing the mayor of effectively telling someone whose house is on fire to wait half a year, then try calling the fire department. Governor Murphy is urging unvaccinated residents to get their COVID-19 shot prior to when booster shots could begin their rollout. Murphy notes, if millions of people are lining up to get their booster dose, demand could outpace supply for anyone looking to get their initial vaccine if booster shots receive federal approval. Health Commissioner Judy Persichelli is also reminding residents now is a good time to get their flu shot as respiratory illness season approaches. Last year, officials highlighted their concerns that coronavirus and flu cases would put a heightened stress on the healthcare system when combined together. In sports, Yankees extended their winning streak to 3 after a 4-3 win over the Orioles in Baltimore. The Bombers remain tied atop the wild card with the Blue Jays and Red Sox. Mets were swept by the Cardinals 11-4. The Amazons now 5 games back of the second and final wild card spot. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to the Deegan northbound. It's still closed, getting up toward 138th. It's all due to that overturned tractor trailer that was carrying garbage. Happened around 4 this morning. Crews still out there cleaning up the mess as a result of the problems here. The Bruckner is really busy into the merge with the Deegan. Traffic slowing down on the BQE in both directions through Atlantic Avenue, heading through the construction zone there. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended for Yom Kippur. Metered parking rules in effect. 80 eastbound slowing down by exit 19 and Alamuchi. Right lane is blocked with an accident investigation. Truck Route 109 heading south at Doremus Ave in Newark. They're still cleaning up an accident over there. Garden State Parkway northbound, busy getting up toward exit 139. Watch for stop-and-go traffic on 84 westbound getting into the merge with 684. 84 west out by Route 9. An accident blocking one lane over there. Checking in on the forecast, looks like some scattered storms today. High of 75. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough.
I'm Christine Nicholas.
Coming up September 17th, we are going to broadcast for Broadway
at the Hunt and Fish Club at 125 West 44th Street, we hope that you'll join us for a two-hour special live presentation about Broadway coming back.
Make your reservations by claiming your table right now. 347-625-1220. 347-625-1220. 347-625-1220. Or go online to opentable.com and reserve your table today.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, John McLaughlin's coming up telling you about Relief Factor because I love you, and I want you to take Relief Factor because I think it'll get you out of pain. 1995, we'll see if we can get you out of pain. How about if someone told you that for less than $20 to see if we can get you out of pain? That's exactly what the three-week quick start is from Relief Factor. I think it will work for you, work for me. 5 days it worked for me. I'm running around like, I don't know. I don't want to take it for granted, nor do I want to jinx it, you know, because by the grace of God, I'm moving my shoulder. You know, if I do a swim stroke, the crawl stroke, or if I do a backstroke or something, if I'm in the ocean or wherever, and I don't have the pain I used to have since I have been taking Relief Factor. It's as clear as that. Walking, lifting weights, playing the drums, jumping on stage, whatever I do, I just don't have the pain. I don't want to jinx it. I'm not jinxing it. I make the sign of the cross when I say that, you know. But I'll tell you what, if you want to see if we can get you out of pain, it's only $19.95 still at relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. Give yourself 3 weeks. Yeah, it'll be at your house in a couple of days. Give yourself 3 weeks. We think we can get you out of pain. How about that? Works for me. I think it'll work for you. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Joe on the radio, 741, John McLaughlin's the man, CEO of McLaughlin and Associates, former pollster for former President Donald Trump, and he knows numbers better than anybody. John, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Joe.
Well, I see an article here on Newsmax, McLaughlin poll, Biden numbers crater. U.S. where yes. Kamala not like. Give us the breakdown, John McLaughlin, if you would, sir.
Well, I mean, it's really, we saw this coming, and we do this monthly national poll, and we publish it every month, and we saw this coming in really June and July, August 3rd, certainly people thought the country was on the wrong track, 53 to 42. That was August 3rd. This poll was just completed, 1,000 likely voters nationwide, and it was just completed September 9th through the 14th, so we just released it yesterday. And among those voters, they think the country's on the wrong track, 59 to 38. They think the economy's getting worse, not better, 53-38. Think about that. That you know, basically, President Trump left Biden with a growing economy where most Americans thought the economy was getting better and the vaccines to reopen. And, you know, America was perceived as strong. And guess what? We asked a question about, do you agree or disagree that President Biden surrendered Afghanistan to the same Taliban group who helped the terrorists that attacked America on 9/11.
Exactly.
And the majority of Americans agree, 58 to 30. So they're seeing this weakness. And Biden had always been holding a net positive job approval because, you know, he was kind of harmless, but it was coming down. And all of a sudden we've got where he's gone from a plus 9 on August 3rd, 54-45 job approval, to a minus 5, 47 to 52. He cratered 14 points, and he's cratering in the middle. He's losing support. Then, but it's benefiting President Trump because 71% of all these voters want Trump to run again. Now, among Republican primary voters, independents and Republicans who vote in primaries, like the kind that would come out for you, Joe, if you ran for governor. So, yeah. So those people, you missed that. you know, boy, Murphy'd be in trouble right now. But in the meantime, you know, I'm not going to let you forget. But they want, there's real buyer's remorse here, because you look at Joe Biden and he's done in 7 months what it took Jimmy Carter to do 4 years. In January, when I saw the president, I said, just be patient. His policies aren't going to work. They're a prescription for failure. And just like Ronald Reagan lost to Ford a very close nomination battle in 76. And those of us who are old enough to remember, and I volunteered for his campaign, knew people running his campaign. Just sit back, allow the other guy to fail, and people will think you're a really good president. And that's what happened with Jimmy Carter and Reagan, and he won in a landslide the next time. And this time around, if President Trump runs again for the Republican nomination, these Republican primary voters nationwide said they would support him 84-14. And we asked three very interesting questions, because certainly President Trump is beating Kamala Harris, because she's only 46 favorable, 50 unfavorable nationwide, so she's disliked. By the way, 55% of these voters dislike Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. Chuck Schumer's a 32 favorable, 49 unfavorable. They don't like him. They don't like any of these big government socialist Democrats, because the top economic concern now is inflation. But when we asked them three questions where do you agree or disagree with the following questions? We asked them basically when I used to dislike Trump's aggressive confrontational style, but now I see how weak Biden was in dealing with the Taliban in Afghanistan. So I'm thinking maybe Trump wasn't so bad. They agree with that 52-44. Wow. It takes a tough man to be a good president. When I see how weak Biden is, I'm coming to appreciate Trump more, and I'm thinking we need a bit more of Trump's toughness right now. Among all voters, they agree 56-40. And then we say what you will about Donald Trump, but we had very low inflation, less illegal immigration, gas prices were much lower, and until things exploded after George Floyd's murder, there was much less crime when he was president. 60% of all voters agree with that, to 35 disagree, including 32% of the Democrats and 28% of Biden voters. There is real buyer's remorse. By the way, he would beat Biden after we went through those three questions. He would beat Biden 50-47. However, in the poll, 58% of all voters don't think Biden's going to make the 4 years, and they think Harris will be president. And even before we mentioned those questions, Trump was beating Harris. So, buyer's remorse. I wish the midterm elections were today, because in this poll, the Republicans lead the Democrats generically 47-46. Same methodologies we had last year when we were telling you, Joe, it was going to be a close election. And all the media polls said, no, it's going to be a blowout and a blue wave and all this other stuff. It came down to 44,000 votes out of 160 million to decide the Electoral College. If the election was held today for Congress, the Republicans would take the House, the Senate. And if there was a presidential election today, it would be a Trump landslide, an electoral landslide. But it's not today. But that's how bad things have gotten for the country.
I wonder if the Democrats are going to look at this poll, John McLaughlin. I wonder if, because you're right. Right here, you say it. This article is great, and we'll retweet this out. But in your June and August polls, the crisis at the border, out of control, urban violent crime, higher gas prices, rising inflation, resurgent coronavirus concerns, they were eroding America's optimism. The Democrats got it. And then when you see the numbers for Pelosi and Schumer and the Democrats, they've got to be concerned. And Kamala, they don't even like Kamala, not to mention the people that you're polling.
By the way, she's impeachment insurance for Biden. As long as she's the vice president, they're not going to impeach the guy.
Let's see, who can we put in that? Yeah, people won't allow us to impeach the president because she's so bad. But where do we go? John, do you think, and I see your poll numbers, it's like, and this, the Democratic Party is absolutely self-destructing. We see it. We knew it. We called it. So the midterms come in next year. Maybe, hopefully, they could turn that around. But in 2024, who are the Democrats? There, you could see as soon as Menendez, I said this earlier on the show, John, as soon as Bob Menendez, you know, not a light guy by anybody. He's just, but he's a powerful guy and he's a very smart guy. Robert Menendez is a senator from New Jersey. He went after Biden on this Afghanistan thing when they went after Blinken. That's a telltale sign. The red flag is up. They're going to move Biden out. They're not going to put Kamala Harris in. Who will the Democrats run against? Probably President Trump. What are you thinking, John?
Well, the front runner in this poll is right now is Kamala Harris. She's at 29%. But then the only other one in double digits is Michelle Obama. But she, I'm sure they offered her VP last time and she turned them down because that was the delay. And I've heard from people that are, that were in the Biden administration that were close to them. And they said she just Michelle Obama doesn't like politics. The ones who run after are Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Pete Buttigieg at 7 East, and you got a big undecided for the Democrats. So they would have a free-for-all primary again.
Wow.
And but things could happen. I mean, when you think about it, Joe Biden, he's so weak. He's so frail.
Yeah.
If they have to, you know, this whole thing about General Milley, I'm convinced, by the way, I'm worried that it did happen based on his statement. He didn't deny it.
Yes.
But it's a diversion because Biden is looking so frail and weak with the guys in the White House cutting him off. They don't let him talk.
Yeah.
He's rambling. He didn't know who the prime minister of Australia was yesterday when he was on a Zoom conference with Powell. He called him Powell. He didn't know. It's kind of serious. They're talking about whenever they talk about Trump's mental ability, which is all fictitious. The guy's in great shape. Yeah. None of this stuff, you know, their concerns were all political, didn't happen. But they're worried about Biden because think about it. He's the guy with the football codes on the nuclear weapons.
That's right.
There's a person that follows him around with the box.
Thank you.
And if we get attacked, he's the one responsible for defending us. Yeah. And it's probably Jill that's going to call the... the shot. I mean, he needs to take a cognitive test and release it. This is really scary. So, I mean,
Joe, don't touch the button. That's okay, Joe. Honey, don't touch the button. Huh? What?
Right.
Look where we are, and we knew it was going to happen.
Terrible.
Oh, we knew, John. What I love about you, you deal with facts, my friend. You're dealing with facts, and you're bringing them forth. And so, and again, if President Trump does not go in, DeSantis, Mike Pompeo, I know Chris Christie's even running. He is in too. But you're saying the way it looks now, President Trump does go in 2024. He'll come back.
By the way, they keep attacking him. Yeah, they'll get him in. But the guy he called me a couple of weeks ago about some poll that somebody misquoted to him. So he's on top of everything. I mean, when you meet him, he's in great shape. He's sharp. He's doing these interviews. He's running around doing rallies again. I mean, he's going to be in Georgia on September 25th. I mean, if you run for governor, he would have done a rally for you, Joe.
I know. And now we're like, please, we'll talk about that next time.
You're so lucky.
I know. You were right, John. You're the best. We love you, man. Love to the family. And thanks for taking time with us always, John McLaughlin. Keep up the great work,
right,
John. Thank you, sir.
You too,
Thank you. The best. 7:52 in the morning. Thank you, John. John McLaughlin right there. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Hello, Debbie Duhaime.
Hello, Joe Piscopo. Deegan northbound still closed at the Grand Concourse. It's all due to that overturned tractor trailer and the debris spill with garbage all over the place. 80 eastbound exit 19 in Alamuchi. It's an ongoing accident investigation. And watch for delays on Truck Route 1 and 9 southbound at Doremus Ave in Newark with an accident. Alternate sides suspended for Yom Kippur. Metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Ben Shapiro explains why it's no time to panic.
The situation that you are seeing right now is that the virus is just more transmissible. That's all. Should this scare the hell out of you? Listen, you should be more scared than you were earlier before Delta if you're unvaccinated, because you're more likely to catch it now. But what you're seeing from the media is outsized panic that is unjustifiable because they are attempting to push national mask mandates and renewed lockdowns.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Rich DeMarco with the Army Football Minute. It's a 2-0 start for the Army football team as the Black Knights are back at home on Saturday to take on Connecticut. After last week's victory over Western Kentucky, which pushed Army's win streak at Mikey Stadium to 11 games, head coach Jeff Munkin can't wait to run out of that tunnel again on Saturday.
I just like playing at home, and I'm sure that everybody around the sports world would say they like playing at home a lot better than they do going on the road. So we're glad to be here again, and thought it was a great crowd on Saturday. I hope as the season goes along, the crowds will get even better.
It's the Black Knights and UConn on Saturday at West Point. Kickoff from Mikey Stadium is at noon with airtime on sister station AM 570 WMCA at 11:30 with Black Knights Game Day. For tickets to all Army home games, visit armygameday.com or call 877-TIX-ARMY. With the Army Football Minute, I'm Rich DeMarco.
Rhino Shield, that's where you want to go. You want to call Susan. I'll give you the number right off the bat. It's 877-RHINO-08. It's 877-RHINO-08. Susan is there for you. And if you're a property manager, landlord, condo co-op board member, and your building's exterior or roof is looking weather-worn, you want to give a Susan at Rhino Shield a call, because that is your calling card. Your business is your calling card, you know? And once you Rhino Shield, like I do with my house, I get more compliments on the house, on the deck, on the railing around my house, on the roof. People say, oh, your roof looks good. And my kids notice. Everybody notices that comes around because Susan came out. And I said, Susan, what color are we supposed to have? You know, the kids pick the color of the house. But Susan helped with all the design. The Rhino Shield team comes out. It's so quick. You don't even know they're there. They're like, it's like a military operation. It is great. And it comes with a 25-year transferable warranty, Rhino Shield does, by the way, against chipping, peeling, fading, cracking, you name it. Even labor and materials are covered. So from warehouses to professional buildings, there really is no structure that won't benefit from the waterproof coating that insulates, reflects UV rays, and resists the growth of mold, mildew, and algae. Will you call Susan, please, my friend? Standing by for you, 877-RHINO-08. It's 877-744-6608. Call Susan at Rhino Shield today, 877-744-6608.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lundberg in the house. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show, man. How are we doing weather-wise today, my friend?
It's a little volatile around the edges right now. We've had some thunderstorms and showers move through early this morning, but these are moving off to our east, and I think we're going to dry things out here for the late morning and midday hours. Could be another shower in places and maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon. Big thing is it's just not going to be hot. Humid, but not hot today with clouds and temperatures in the upper 70s. I think we keep those clouds tomorrow, again, upper 70s. And over the weekend, it just gets better and better. Low 80s Saturday with some sunshine and plenty of sunshine on Sunday, and temperatures again in the low 80s.
You were great. Yesterday was a beautiful day, Joe. Thanks for that, man. That was a nice hot day. Got a little bit of summer.
It.
It's hanging on a little bit before it gets
we're
really
cold. We're not done
cold.
Yet, baby. We're not done.
Thank you, Joey. Joey Lundberg right there, baby. He's the guy, the marathon man, meteorologist. Joe on the radio, John Fun, national affairs columnist for National Review, will join us. We're going to talk about Gavin Newsom's victory in the California recall. Colonel Douglas McGregor, you don't want to miss either. Because the retired U.S. Army colonel, is going to talk about General Milley's alleged phone calls to China. How that could hurt us, what really is going on with Milley. Tom Homan, former acting director of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. And you always at 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio, we're coming right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.